the Senate voted along party lines to debate the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, 51-50, with Vice President Kamala Harris serving the tiebreaker vote. But before debate could begin, Republican Ron Johnson of Wisconsin objected to skipping past reading the legislation, forcing the Senate to read all 628 pages of it.
I object.
The objection is heard. The clerk will continue the reading.
As the American Rescue Act of 2020...
Johnson wrote on social media, if they're going to add nearly $2 trillion to the national debt, at least we should know what's in the bill.
I feel bad for the clerks that are going to have to read it, but it's just important. You know, so often we rush these massive bills that are hundreds, if not thousands of pages long. Somebody ought to read it.
The reading, which could take 10 hours, essentially killed debate for the day, as few senators stuck around for it. But anticipating Republican stall tactics ahead of the vote to debate the pandemic relief bill, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned Johnson's move won't deter the Senate from passing the measure soon enough.
And the senior senator from Wisconsin reads, the American people will get another chance to hear about the tax breaks for low-income workers and assistance for American families struggling with child care, two measures that helped make the American Rescue Plan one of the single largest anti-poverty bills in recent history, about the support that is going to lift the country out of the crisis, provide millions of vaccines in people's arms, and set it on a path to strong recovery. The Senate is going to move forward with the bill. No matter how long it takes, the Senate is going to stay in session to finish the bill this week.
The 628-page American Rescue Plan includes money for COVID-19 vaccines and testing, aid to state and local governments, help for schools and the airline industry, tax breaks for lower earners and families with children, and subsidies for health insurance. New provisions would have the government cover the entire cost of health care for some workers who lose jobs, up from 85% of its share, boost spending for rural health care and capital projects, expand tax credits for student loans and startup companies, and steer specific amounts of aid to smaller states. Republicans call many of those provisions non-COVID-related or unnecessary, arguing schools still have $1 trillion left in funding from previous relief legislation, and capital projects should go into infrastructure, not COVID relief legislation. Here's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, who ticked off what Republicans are calling the liberal wish list included in the American Rescue Plan.
There was $100 million for a Silicon Valley Underground Rail project. The only reason that's out is we made a big deal about it. There's $20 million in the bill for the preservation and maintenance of Native American languages, $135 million for the National Endowment for the Arts, $135 million for the National Endowment for the Humanities. What has that got to do with COVID? Funding for Planned Parenthood. What's that got to do for COVID? PPP loans for labor unions. Paid leave.
Democratic leaders are walking a tightrope in the Senate to keep their more moderates in support of President Joe Biden's legislation. They acquiesced to the moderate wing like West Virginia's Joe Manchin and agreed to limit who can receive a $1,400 direct stimulus payment. That's $20,000 stricter than the stimulus provided under then-President Donald Trump. And there are reports Democrats will vote to pare back the bill's $400 weekly emergency unemployment boost to $300. Progressive factions, meanwhile, are also making demands, like independent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He's bucking the Senate parliamentarian who scratched raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour from the bill. Sanders says he's introducing an amendment to put that provision back in the legislation, and reminds lawmakers the $15 minimum wage would be phased in over 5 years.
To raise the federal minimum wage from $7.25 an hour, which I believe is a starvation wage, and I think there's been some miscommunication around here, And there are people who are saying it's going from 7 1/4 to 15 bucks an hour in 1 year. Not true. Goes from 7 1/4 to 9.50 to 11 to 12.50 to 14 to $15 an hour. So anyone who says we're raising the minimum wage in 1 year in the midst of a pandemic to $15 an hour is simply not telling the truth.
The American Rescue Plan is expected to pass along party lines. Lawmakers may work into the weekend on the legislation to get it done. The House will then pass it on to President Biden for his signature by mid-March, handing him a crucial early legislative victory. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KPFA.